Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of the Word of God that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 27, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Holy Father, these are your words. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone, I will make him a helper comparable to him," he wasn't just talking about Adam. He was talking about husbands today. And when Moses records that God brought the woman to the man, he wasn't just talking about Eve, he was talking about wives today. The Bible was written for our benefit, here and now. And it is about husbands and wives today that Moses wrote the words, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." It was of our marriages that our Lord Jesus said, "So then they are no longer two, but one flesh." When we read of the marriage of Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, we are reading an historical account. This is no myth or legend. It is history. But it is more than an account of what happened then and there. It describes what is happening here and now. The same God who joined Adam and Eve as one in paradise joins one man to one woman today. Now, I know we're not living in paradise. We're sinners living in a sinful world. But when God joins a man and a woman today, together as husband and wife, he is doing what he did when he joined Adam and Eve together in paradise. Marriage is not a sacrament. Now, don't get me wrong, it is a very sacred institution, but it isn't a sacrament for the simple reason that Christ didn't give to his church on earth the authority to join a man and a woman together as husband and wife. Read the New Testament, you won't find it in there anywhere. And the fact of the matter is that God instituted marriage before he established his church. In fact, marriage came before sin entered into the world and before God promised to send a Savior from sin. But our Lord Jesus most certainly does sanctify marriage. He gives his life for his church. He washes her clean of all her sins in holy baptism. He joins himself to her in an unbreakable bond. Jesus doesn't believe in divorce. He is incapable of unfaithfulness. His devotion to his bride is total. He presents her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Men and women love each other for a variety of reasons. The poets and the singers can tell us all about it, and who doesn't love a love song? But for a Christian contemplating marriage, there's something a whole lot more important than feelings of romantic love. But the most important thing is that the other holds to the same Christian faith. What is most highly prized by the one is what is most highly prized by the other. I can testify of what a wonderful privilege it is to be married to someone who believes as you do. And believing and holding to the truth. I'm not talking politics here. I'm not talking about whether you're a Vikings fan or a Green Bay Packer fan. I'm not talking about personal habits, because we're all raised differently and think different things. I'm talking about the truth of how Christ has made his bride holy, spotless, glorious, and without any flaw. I'm talking about the truth of God's gospel that saves our souls from hell, that sanctifies us in both body and soul within marriage. If you want to understand marriage, you'd have to know the gospel. You have to know God's love for his church. You can't understand marriage if you don't know Christ and his love for the church, because with the world, everything is a deal. I do this, and then you do that. False teachers turn the gospel into a deal, and they turn Christ into the deal maker. The deal maker, Jesus says, if you make me the Lord of your life, I'll become your Savior and establish a personal relationship with you. So, if you submit to me with all sincerity, then you'll be able to depend on me to keep my end of the bargain. Or, Jesus is portrayed as the motivational leader who provides tried and true religious principles for successful relationships. This Jesus says, I've got 10 easy-to-follow rules for the husband and wife to facilitate a harmonious relationship. So you plug this Jesus into your life and watch your problems fade away. The real Jesus doesn't make deals. He lays down his life. He doesn't merely motivate us, laying upon us new rules to which we must submit. He dies for his church. He takes her sins and guilts upon himself and covers it all by his blood. He takes away her shame and provides her with divine dignity in its place, the dignity of being regarded and treated as a beautiful and glorious bride in whom not even the God of perfect justice can see a single fault. The submission of the church to Christ is that of simple faith. She submits to being served by him. She entrusts herself to his care. She confesses her confidence that his suffering and death will take away her sin and guilt, and that his washing washes her clean and makes her holy. She follows him as her head, knowing that his love for her is the divine purpose in everything he does. There is no greater privilege in life than the responsibility that God gives a man to love and provide for a Christian wife. Now, it can make a man afraid at times, especially when you're starting out and you don't really know what you're doing. And then after you've been married for a while, you still don't know what you're doing. But you know what? You don't have to have your whole life mapped out to know that you are serving your Lord Jesus by serving your wife. And Jesus will accept your offering of love, not because of its intrinsic purity, but because you offer it in his name. Listen to me, husbands. You treat your wife with tenderness and patience. Forgive her her faults. Place her needs before your own. You do that, and you are imitating your Lord Jesus. This is a holy offering to God, and it's holy because God sanctifies it for the sake of Jesus, in whose name you do it. Wives, when a man has the respect of his wife, he is truly a wealthy man. God enables a woman to make her husband rich, even if neither one of them has much money. The submission a Christian woman offers to her Christian husband is not the craven, let me be your doormat kind of submission that our godless culture imagines it to be. It is rather a concrete way of expressing your faith in Jesus. You submit to your husband as to Jesus. That is, just as your Lord Jesus serves you and saves you by serving you, you look to your husband with confidence that he can be trusted, and you show him the respect that you want to show to Jesus. You take his name. Even as you have Christ's name, you're a Christian, you're a member of God's family, you take his name. And just as the church entrusts her future to Christ with full confidence, you confidently entrust your future to your husband. Jesus gives his life for his church. His church submits to his gracious care. This is more than a pattern for husbands and wives. It's the pattern for Christians. The church belongs to Christ. Human institutions that call themselves the church often become distracted from the pure truth of God's word by the traditions of men. But the church is holy. Listen to how Martin Luther describes this church, Christ's church, in the words of the Large Catechism. He writes, "I believe that there is upon earth a little holy group and congregation of pure saints under one head, even Christ, called together by the Holy Ghost in one faith, one mind, and understanding, with manifold gifts, yet agreeing in love, without sects or schisms. I also am a part and member of the same, a sharer and joint owner of all the goods it possesses, brought to it and incorporated into it by the Holy Ghost, by having heard and continuing to hear the Word of God, which is the beginning of entering it." So far, Luther. As husband and wife hear God's Word together, receive the same gifts together, forgiveness of sins, life, peace, freedom from guilt, and eternal salvation, God keeps them united spiritually as Christians who enjoy the mystical union with Christ and his church. God blesses marriage with children, and God shows us in our children the precious fruit that his word bears. It was for us today, living in the 21st century, that God instituted marriage. He did so in paradise before we fell into sin. And after we fell into sin, Jesus sanctified our marriage. He sanctified it by his life, doing his first miracle at a wedding. He sanctified it by his death, giving up his life for his bride on the cross and taking away her sin. He sanctifies it through holy baptism, as he washes us clean so that no fault can be found in us. Our marriage was made in paradise, and God sanctifies it here on earth where we live. Amen. We thank you for being our guests today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. This broadcast is brought to you by congregations of First Confessional Lutheran Parish. If you'd like to know more about what we believe and teach and confess, go on the World Wide Web, christforus.org, christforus.org, and there you will find sermons, both written and audio, papers and links, and things that you may find interesting. If you have any questions about the broadcast and what we believe and teach here at First Confessional Lutheran Parish, just click on my name, Pastor Rolf Preuss, on the front page of the website, and send me a message. We invite you also to visit our congregation's Sunday morning service at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, 8 o'clock, at First Devanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, 10:15, and at Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston at 11:45. Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.